The world's most famous active athlete, Tiger Woods, was injured last week by an autograph seeker. Not one, not two, but three mothers of college basketball players were hit by flying projectiles while watching their sons play in a game. Allen Iverson, the NBA's leading scorer, was involved in a profane screaming match with fans in Indiana. And entertainer Jimmy Buffett was ejected from the Miami arena because he was screaming profanities at officials. Fans, famous and not so famous, young and old, appear to be out of control these days. Commentator John Feinstein is occasionally under control himself. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
We have a cluster of events here.
You know, it's part of a pattern, and maybe it's appropriate that the week that the World Wrestling Federation launches its own football league, all these incidents should occur, because wrestling is all about encouraging fans to yell and scream and throw things and be profane. The problem is, it seems to have dribbled over into real sports. Tiger Woods is walking off the 18th green and some fan comes running at him and he ends up hyperextending his knee because he collides with the fan. And what the heck Jimmy Buffett was thinking about, I have no idea. Maybe he was trying to be Spike Lee, who of course became famous years ago for taunting Reggie Miller at Knicks Indiana Pacers games. But cursing at referees is an entirely different thing, as apparently Jimmy Buffett was doing.
Fans aren't content to watch anymore. They want to participate.
Right. And a lot of that dates to the creation of that celebrity row where all the rich and famous sit practically on the court. Now they're doing it in a lot of college arenas with their big boosters, putting them in the front row. The trouble begins when these people think because they're so close to the court that they have the right to jump up and get in officials' faces and scream profanities at the athletes. And really, it's crossed the line, and we need to get back on the other side of the line sooner rather than later.
You hear fans say, well, I paid my money. And of course, in pro sports, they pay quite a bit of money.
They pay a lot of money, but on the back of the ticket, it says very clearly in any arena, this ticket is a license, and the license can be removed if you behave in such a way that you are interfering with athletes' ability to participate in the game and other spectators' ability to enjoy the game. It's almost become accepted that people are going to yell profanities. In the Allen Iverson incident, Iverson yelled something quite crude at a fan and claimed later that he had been taunted with racial epithets. The Pacers investigated, came back and said, we found no evidence of racial epithets, but there were a lot of profanities being thrown around. As if, well, that was okay. You need to step in and tell people this is not a freedom of speech issue, and it's written on your ticket that you can't do this.
So more security?
You know, I would hate to see ball games turn into police states, especially college basketball arenas, which are supposed to be fun, and you want the fans involved enthusiastically in the game. I think you need, especially in the college arenas where the college coach has so much power, the coach to get on the PA system, and they need to be forceful and say, if you behave in a certain way, I'm going to take my team off the court. I would rather forfeit a game than allow this kind of behavior to continue. If the college coaches do that, even some pro coaches might have to do it, I think you would see it stop without having security people sitting all over the arena.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.